About 250 Alaskans gathered in Washington, D.C. this morning for a constituent coffee with their senators. The event, co-hosted by Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and Democratic Senator Mark Begich, welcomed Alaskans visiting Washington for this week's inauguration celebration. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, the guests have a lot of hopes for the new president and their senators.
The large room in the Senate's Hart Building buzzed with enthusiasm about Tuesday's inauguration. Alaskans shared their stories of trying to watch the swearing-in and what witnessing history meant to them. And they were also talking about what happens next, both for President Barack Obama and for Alaska's congressional delegation. Many are thinking about what they want to see out of Washington in the coming months and years. Environmental activist Sean McGuire of Fairbanks says he wants a serious effort dedicated to transforming America's energy supply.
One thing that, you know, I'm hoping is that can be kind of a Manhattan Project on energy. We've got to get away from coal. And, you know, it's a win-win on virtually every level. So let's get wind and solar and hydro. And it's almost like you feel like it's do or die.
McGuire isn't alone in wanting to see a major transformation of Alaska's and the country's energy plans. The owner of Chena Hot Springs Resort outside Fairbanks, Bernie Carl, sees this as a time of unique possibility. He says despite the flagging economy, he thinks the country can take the lead on energy innovation.
There's more opportunity now than there's ever been in the history of man. And you say, why? Well, because this is the horn of plenty, but we got to reinvent ourselves. And that's what this stimulus package is all about, is about reinventing America. There's opportunities everywhere. They're endless for a smokestack-free economy, for electric cars, for hydrogen, for growing food. It's endless to where we can go if you have an imagination.
Carl is encouraging Alaska senators to support President Obama's stimulus package. As the owner of an innovative geothermal power plant at Chena Hot Springs, he wants to see other communities develop alternative energy programs. He sees Alaska's senators as allies in advancing green power and is eager to see Lisa Murkowski take the lead in her new role of senior senator.
She is taking Mark, and they are going to be two horses that are teamed up pulling the same direction. That doesn't mean they're always going to go to the same trough and feed, but it does mean that they're willing to work together.
Valerie Davidson of Anchorage wants the policymakers to understand that high energy costs are having ripple effects in rural Alaska. She's originally from Bethel and works for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.
The energy issue is more than just a matter of families' personal finances. It really has a public health impact, and we're expecting a public health crisis. And so recently, with a letter that came out from Imangak, we're starting to see, okay, here's what's happening, and people need to be prepared.
Davidson says she's had positive feedback from both senators, and she's looking to the new president, too.
With the Obama administration, one of the things that we are really feeling lucky about at ANTHC is that, one, he knows about tribes. He has relationship with tribes, and he is very, very interested in health. And in Alaska and across the country, tribal health programs and the Indian health system is funded at only about 50% of the level of need.
Young people like 19-year-old Tony Glavinick turned out at Wednesday's constituent coffee for the chance to mingle with other Alaskans and speak with the senators. Glavinick grew up in Anchorage but is going to college in Washington. He's worked with Murkowski's office on safer schools legislation and hopes to now work with the newest senator, too. He also has hopes for President Obama.
I think under this administration, we can also hope to see a lot of advancements in civil rights, especially for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. And I know that's one thing I'm going to be working on very hard over the next 4 years. As for the Alaska delegation, I'm just really excited that Mark Begich is in office, and I think we can look forward to a lot of positive things for Alaska and for the country.
Many of the Alaskans gathered in Washington this week say they're invigorated by the changes President Obama promises, and the largely Democratic-leaning crowd says they believe Alaska's delegation can play a role. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey,